listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to you, Ham.
Ahoy, boy.
Ahoy to you, Jack.
Ahoy.
And a special ahoy to Logan, who has sent in what he's up to.
Hats off, Logan. A true trooper. Yes. Someone that's put in a good 2 hours browsing for file.
It was easy to do at the Hamish and Andy website.
I'll chase up Logan and I'll ask him, and I am pretty sure he'll still be asleep.
This is what he's up to today.
Ahoy, Hamish and Andy and Jack. I'm Logan from New Zealand, and today I am mowing some lawns. I hope this goes through. I've tried about 5 times now.
There you go.
Really would be easier if there was a WhatsApp.
It would be.
Just saying. But cheers, guys. Have a good show.
Don't know how he got through the mix.
Logan, I hear you, brother. I am working my ass off over here trying to convince Andy to change the system. But
you can tell whether
the multi-layered 10-stage process remains. Very we really easy. Appreciate everyone that the final scraps of a percentage that make it through to the end and are able to upload their file. We really do appreciate it. Cryptic 2, mowing some lawns. Are they his lawns? Do the people know that he's mowing them?
Yeah, he could be.
Is he a lawn fairy?
A lawn Samaritan who goes around and just you wake up and with perfect edging.
Yeah. A lord of the lawn has visited through the night.
Hey, need to kick into this. Mm-hmm. It was discussed last week on the show.
Yeah.
That
was it last week or was it the week before? Might have been the week before.
Okay.
I think even the previous week before that. I think we're going back 3 episodes.
Okay.
Well, here we are, catching up, as we always do on the Hamish and Andy podcast. Getting you, to business.
You brought up a fellow called Michael,
yep.
Michael Wilson, who said he can build anything from IKEA.
Yeah, better than anyone.
Better than anyone.
And then, look, if I remember correctly, it was a discussion in here. It was a line ball over whether or not this was a fascinating fact. And I knew bringing it up, we've all been, it's got pros and cons. We've all tried to assemble stuff from IKEA.
This is a part of his email that it fell on your side, but since that caught our eye.
I mean, he likes doing it. He volunteers for mates.
Never tried, but I reckon I could build something without instructions as long as I had a photo of the thing.
Now, that's what I threw at you guys, and that seemed to tip you over the edge. Yeah. And look, I understand the to and froing over what needs to happen for this to be exciting. And if I remember correctly, the rules were set at Michael would build against a control subject.
Yes.
Being Jack. Cackling Jack.
Our best builder.
Our best builder. Build a house.
Well, actually, I should be perfectly neutral. I'm not the best IKEA builder, but I'm not the worst. So I'm somebody.
We've seen your house. You're not the best builder.
But as you said to the inspectors when they came over, look, it's not the best, but it's not the worst. And they said, that's what we go for. Stamped. We appreciate honesty. So, yeah, Jack's our perfect control.
Perfect control. So, he knows his way around a tool.
Yep.
But he's not a tradie.
I'm going to throw this in there too. Mm. We mentioned, if Jack wins, what does he get?
Mm.
I haven't discussed this with you guys. You get the drum stool.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. I know. Wow. Free of charge.
This is
a complimentary.
That's the kind of thing you save for the end of your show.
I know. Now I'm going to have to give away a car. So Jack currently has rented my drum kit but wouldn't rent the stool. He didn't take the stool package. He took the sticks package but not the stool package. I'm willing to throw in for the duration of the rental, complimentary stool rental.
Oh, that'd be amazing because I haven't been playing.
I know, I know why. Because it's too annoying to go and get the kitchen chair and take it to the electronic drum kit.
Well, Jack, do you, once assembled, would you want the desk?
Is that what we're... I didn't know what we were assembling.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Well, I'm not giving away anything, but we picked out a desk.
Sure.
It's big.
Can I choose post-assembly?
Yeah, that's fine as well.
I'd recommend keeping that up sleeve.
Okay, let's get Michael in here.
Let's get him in. He's ready to go. He's on the couch outside. Big
fun. Very exciting. Michael, come in.
Here he is, Mike.
Gee, hello, mate. Looks like he could build something here.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Hey, nice to meet you, Mike.
Pop these headphones on. You're standing, if that's all right, and... Mm-hmm. Jump on that mic.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Jack.
Michael, fantastic stuff. Thanks for coming in. Are you a little nervous?
A little bit.
Now, Mike, what do you love about IKEA assembly? Is it how neatly it goes together?
I was always a Lego kid growing up.
Great, welcome. And great. Please try out Lego Masters Season 2 starting next year.
Top notch, good to know. And I guess it's just like big kid Lego.
Yeah, right. Big boy Lego.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why I'm so bad at it. Because I, even on Lego Masters, I struggle with the Lego. And maybe I'm not ready for big boy Lego. Because I always, you know the little wooden pegs on the IKEA stuff, the dowels are they called? Yep. I snap them.
Oh.
And once you've snapped one, that's game over because I get stuck in there.
Yes, you do not want. But you drill it out. You just, that'd be the way.
I'd have to get you over for that.
Okay. Michael, we're going to, you don't get the instructions today.
Mm-hmm. Do you accept that challenge?
I do.
We have set up, I'm going to give you an 8 coin, and I think Hayne would back that.
I'll give you one as well.
Yeah. If you can construct this without instructions, because I originally a few weeks back, I think I could do that. Having seen the instruction manual now.
Okay.
30 pages.
It's the Mickey.
It's the Mickey.
Familiar with the Mickey?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? No. Here's a couple of rules. We've got a room for you and room for Jack, so you won't be able to see each other and how you're going. It has to be assembled properly, okay?
Well, I mean, that I would have...
Michael just smirked there and then kind of scoffed and was a bit worried. Were you hoping it didn't have to be assembled properly?
I think I could have made all the pieces stick together in one bit, but if it has to look like a desk, that does make it more difficult.
Well, were you just going to clump it together?
I thought I'd found a loophole in the system.
No, you've got to make it to the... Mike's coming just thinking he can gaffer it all together. There she is. No, you've got to make it into a desk.
Mm-hmm. You said just by a picture of the thing.
Yep.
Is that good
obviously
enough?
Obviously, at the front of a manual, you get...
You get the picture. Mm-hmm. Can we just give you the front cover of the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's happy with that.
And we will check in with you guys periodically.
Yeah. Now, here's the tricky thing. Obviously, to see you execute this well would be wonderful. Mm. Would be a spectacle. Yet we are. I'm a bit conflicted because I also find myself cheering for Jack because he's the everyman. Mm. He's in there. He's doing his best to beat you, who is the master. Are you okay with the fact we will be cheering for both?
As long as it's even.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Fair
enough. Could I put this out now that I've got all the information? If Jack beats you, you won't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to continue your build for a 1 coin? It means it could take 5 hours.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So once it's over for Jack, we can leave you to it.
Yeah.
Because I think I said to Haim earlier that I was like, nah, once it's over, but now looking at this
just to see a man complete the Mickey without instructions would be incredible.
Yeah. I think it would be.
I think it would be, but do we have to if he goes 4 hours over the end of the podcast, we get to go home?
We go to the pub.
Okay.
Yes. Because I know
we're not going to watch.
Yeah, I know we said we go to the pub today, Jack, and that stands. Mm. I know what you're asking about. Yeah. Jack was worried that our agreed pub lunch is in jeopardy. Mm. Is it okay if we go to the pub and we just call back to over here to the studio to make sure you're going well?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I think I'll be finished before Michael, Jack anyway, so it won't matter.
Oh,
there we go.
Hey, Michael, has there ever been a sign from above that, I mean, it's the Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
And you're Mick.
That should be your new nickname if you get this.
It'll catch on.
Yeah. You can go to parties and go, hi, I'm Michael, but people call me Mickey. And people go, oh, is that after the adjustable side desk from IKEA? Yeah, it is. I built it without instructions.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You can have any of my beers from the Esky.
Well, that sounds a bit tricky.
Okay. The next thing everyone will hear is that we'll be picking up the action with both contestants outside their doors, prospective doors, to head into the rooms to try and build this IKEA Mickey desk.
Let's have a good coin fight, guys.
We are in the build arena.
Okay.
Michael, you're assessing all the pieces.
Mm-hmm. Stand in front of a dissembled Mickey. How are you feeling?
It's a lot of pieces.
Yep.
But I think I can do it.
Already I can see your brain scanning, working.
I reckon that's the top bit.
Yeah. Here's one question for you, and I don't know the answer to this. You can see here there's the two runners for the draw. Then there's a silver, like, line next to it. What is that? What would that be? Are you looking at that?
I actually know what that's for.
What is it?
So it goes underneath the draw.
Yeah, to reinforce.
To hold it all in place.
He's right. So you know, so you build, this is what I was hoping for. You build so much IKEA, you're already spotting familiar patterns and familiar bits. That is what will give you the edge.
Yeah.
Now, have you done it before? Have you built something instructionless?
Yes. It wasn't quite as complicated as the desk. It was more or less a box, but yep. I did build it without instructions.
How did it feel afterwards?
Pretty empowering.
Yeah. We contemplated just a little bedside table, and I thought, nah, it's going to be too easy.
Just the big legs. You're playing for 16 legs. Coins.
The Mickey is unassembled. Mm-hmm. The Michael is fully assembled and looks raring to
really
go.
Focused.
Fully focused.
You wore jeans too, which I'm really impressed by. Yeah. Do you sweat and get frustrated when you build?
I'm glad it's a big room.
Yeah.
It's going to be an experience.
Because the last time I tried to flat pack something, I ended up in my underpants with rubber gloves on because I was sweating so much and the screwdriver was just hurting my hands so much. I had rubber gloves on, underpants, just screaming at the world.
Like something out of Breaking Bad.
And you've come just very nice, smart, casual.
I think that describes me pretty accurately.
Nice. All right, mate.
All right, I'm going to leave the picture there.
You have the picture, okay. You have no
there you
instructions.
Go. You've got the front and the back. Michael, good luck.
Thanks, boys.
Jack.
Hey, what's... You've got your runners here, your hinges for the drawer. What's this bit, do you reckon?
That looks like... I don't know. I'll check the instructions.
that's perfect. Because, you know, we asked Mike, he knew straight away.
That
exactly tells you where these two men are at. Jack's an instructions boy. Who isn't? Yeah. Who isn't?
Jacko, here's the Mickey instructions.
Now, Jack, you've got to be the favourite.
I know.
There's over 200 pieces.
Yeah.
Just in the screws and stuff alone.
Yeah. I reckon slow and steady is my game plan.
Yes. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is that a golfing thing?
It's actually from a Navy SEALs series that I'm watching at the moment. If it works for clearing a room in Jalalabad, it works for building an IKEA desk in Melbourne.
Jacko, good luck. All the best. Michael, are you ready?
Yes.
Jack, are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, build! It's been 25 minutes. Let's check in with Jack. Jack, he's...
Operation slow and steady. How are you going?
Yes, good. Is it warm in here?
It's really hot in here. Man.
It's so warm.
You're taking your shoes off.
I am so warm. Can I ask two favours? Can you find the lowest setting on whatever the central aircon is and a glass of water?
Of course. We didn't realise this should be an endurance challenge.
Under the Geneva Convention, you are allowed both those things.
It is so hot.
Now, why are the runners going that way on the desk?
No, there's two drawers. You know what? I don't think he can possibly do it. Look at one of these runners, right? And this is all the way through. There's like four or five holes on them, and you only need two holes to screw in. So every step of the way, there's like seven options.
And he won't know.
And he won't know which one to take. I'll be amazed if it comes out like the picture.
Mate, so will I. As soon as I saw the fact that the manual was 30 pages long, I was all worried for him. But he's done the draw there, Ham.
You've done the draw.
Yeah, but I'm the guy with the instructions.
That's right.
All right, water and aircon coming. Jeez. Okay, Jack, he's doing a bloody good job.
He's doing what he promised, slow and steady.
Should we go and see how Michael's going? Michael, knock, knock.
Michael. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Mike.
Michael.
You're moving.
Further along than I thought you'd be, Mike.
Talk us through what your thought process is at the moment. Because I suppose you're asking it to talk to you. Mm-hmm. What's it saying to you at the moment?
The first thing I did was make the drawers.
Yep.
Oh, he's already done his drawers.
I've done both drawers.
I'm going to say he's ahead of Jack.
No, I'm going to say we didn't tell Jack where you're up to because we didn't know, but I think you are allowed to know. You're, I would say, a nose in front, half a body length in front of Jack. It's a long race. It's the Melbourne Cup, so half a body length can be made up, but you are leading, Jack.
I would say there is a reason it comes with instructions.
Definitely. Oh, you've done a lot of sorting of the screws on the side.
But it's coming along.
What's the biggest mystery at the moment?
I definitely have made a mistake. This piece probably shouldn't do that.
It does spin.
So
swivels, doesn't it? But I think you'll be able to hide that from us later on.
I'm going to slightly change the criteria. If we come in and we go, that looks right, that's it.
That's and functionally.
Functionally, yep, seems to be the desk.
I think that's the spirit of IKEA.
Yeah, it is in the spirit of the Swedes.
Everybody's always got one piece left and go, that'll do.
That'll do. You're right, you're right.
How long do you reckon you've got?
I'll be done within an hour, I'd like to think.
I would agree. Good luck, buddy. It has been 1 hour.
Okay.
1 hour.
Oh, Jacko.
I would say you are, it looks like you are 80% complete.
Yeah, not too far. The draw was tricky and I got a second draw. And then this piece, for example, I can't really fit him in, so I'm trying to figure out where he goes. But besides that...
Don't the instructions tell you?
I know, but doesn't that to you look like that? Like...
Yeah, one's a bit longer. But what I'd say, Jack, is the spirit of IKEA is you can have a few pieces.
Would you agree the spirit is you can have a few left over?
Well, do you feel like every time you do one of these, there's a point you reach where you go, they've done something wrong, they've put in the wrong stuff. And then you look at it again, you're like, oh, okay, they did put in the right stuff.
Every single time. Even with Lego, where I go, that's it. They say one in a million are wrong, but they've done it wrong, they haven't included it. And then I start writing a letter. And then I go, oh, no, here it is.
We need to then say to Jack that we are going to afford Mike the same spirit of... Some pieces just mightn't work.
I think so. I reckon it's like if he puts a hinge on with the wrong screw, I think if it's still working, give him the win. I'll be so surprised if he's ahead of me. I'll just be so surprised because every turn there's something that you could get wrong.
You're at page 21 of 39 in the instructions. Let's call it exactly halfway.
Okay.
But you could come at home really strong. You've still got one.
He looks much further along. 3, 4, 5, 6.
But it's starting to look like a desk.
Absolutely. Oh, on that. Where are you vibing, whether you're going to take it home or not?
I think I'll donate it to anyone else.
Said the man who didn't want the desk under any circumstances.
On your pal. See ya. Jack's doing bloody well.
He's doing really, really well. I'm very excited to see what's behind this door as we go in to check Mike.
Okay, here we go.
Mike, knock, knock. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mike, are you kidding? Mike, you nearly finished. You've got one bit left.
And do you think...
I just worked out where it goes.
He just worked out where it goes.
Oh, my God.
Where does it go?
It needs to go there.
What do you reckon Jack's doing next door?
I'd like to think less than me.
Well, we can't say, but how long do you reckon that'll take you?
Maybe 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back in 10. Good luck, pal.
Cheers.
Jesus, he built it.
He's got it, hasn't he?
He's built it.
He's f***ing got it.
This guy's a f***ing genius.
F*** me.
He's f***ing built it.
Can't believe this guy.
We
are both.
We tell him he's got a f***ing chance. He just f***ing built the whole f***ing Mika.
It is.
If you just tuned in,
he's got it.
Yeah. I'm in shock and awe.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure how you reacted.
A few swear words might have slipped out. I was so
That's
surprised.
Incredible.
Poor old Jack is in that other room. He's an hour behind. We've only been going for an hour. I mean...
But also, Jack represents every man here.
I couldn't have done... I wouldn't have got the stick.
I actually think Jack's going better than most people.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out there.
What? You know what? You know what, Mike? It's so rare for one of our special skills people. He's not arrogant enough.
No.
When I saw how relaxed he was, I was like, oh.
Oh, no.
He's just said he just thinks he can. He just thinks he can. He can't actually do it.
But
this isn't... I fully expected you and me to be going, okay, well, it looks like it is. It's meticulous.
Yes. And the part that I found intriguing, Game, is we were a bit more lenient on him in the spirit, but I don't think we're going to have the need to be.
I think he's going to be more correct than Jack. We don't need to be.
Awesome.
I mean, what's he going to get?
If we walk in there and...
If we inspect it and it's correct.
And it's rigid, it's got structural integrity,
yep.
And the drawers are smooth and they slide out, he's got himself two, I reckon.
I think he has got 16 coins.
Which is the first time ever.
It's an absolute world record, but if people could understand what we've just seen...
He's got
seen,
more than us. We might have to give ourselves a couple more.
I'm going to give you one.
I'll give you one
Thank
as well.
You.
Look at him. Look at him.
Mike, he's just got his feet up on the couch.
Genius.
Mate, you know what we've got to do? You know, first of all, congratulations, but I don't want to miss this moment. I mean, we'll do a quick test. Mm-hmm. Look at that, Annie, the drawer slide.
That drawer works.
It literally is
flaws.
It's, I mean, it's...
There's no pieces left.
I mean, it's rigid.
Mm-hmm.
The drawer works.
The hinges are tight.
You
the corners are flush.
You have corrected that part at the back.
You corrected mm-hmm. the part that you were making up.
Shall we go in and break it to Jack?
Well, we'll say we're going to stop the clock because we want to have a meeting in here.
Yeah, great idea. Jacko,
we just want to stop the clock.
Stop the clock for a sec. We've stopped Mike's clock. Okay, okay. We want to have a quick meeting because something's come up
that
we think you have to hear as well at the same time.
Okay.
Come with us.
Come with us.
Jack?
Oh, my God. You've done the hinges and the doors and everything. Whoa.
Jack, this is the thing that had come up.
I mean, Mike, you've really impressed me. I hardly stalled along the way and I've still got a drawer to make and the hinges to put on and the door to put on.
I am flabbergasted, Jack.
We can't believe what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Mike, well done.
Thank you.
Mike, you become the person, and this is partly by us being so confident you couldn't do this and also partly by us being so impressed you have done it. You become the first person not just to join the club of the elite few that have won an 8 coin coin, but to become the first person ever to win two 8 coin coins.
I'm the majority shareholder of the coin economy.
I can understand why you think you are the single biggest holder of H&A coin, except it also happens to be on the same day where I announce a bequeathment of 10 coins to Andy.
Congratulations.
And I believe he has a similar announcement.
And I announce 10 back.
Wow. So Andy and I each hold 18 coins, but you hold 16. Mate, it's unbelievable. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Mike, well done. Really well done. Now, did you guys tell him to put his feet up on the desk so he looked like a total boss, or was that his own choice?
His own choice.
That was me.
Wow, Mike, he did me like a dinner.
I was confident.
I'd also like to take this opportunity to announce, in recognition of a valiant attempt, I will give Jack the stool.
Yeah!
Not give, just I'll include the stool package free of charge in your drum rental agreement.
Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Everyone's a winner.
On that very smiley, family-friendly finish, we're signing off and that's the...
And didn't we say that he could also have something worth $150? What would you like?
IKEA voucher.
Sounds
He's addicted. He's addicted. No,
well
we're going to give you a Freedom Furniture voucher to prove this wasn't sponsored. Ando, we always mention this, but it doesn't get any less true. People that fill out the valued and important podcaster form, we're so grateful that everyone that goes to the website,
best people in the world,
fills out the form, gets involved with the show. We've got an amazing community on the podcast.
Yep.
One of the things we've never actually used was like early on when we set up the form, we thought, we might need this. We have a bit on the form where we go, is there anyone that can vouch for you? Like, what's the name of one person that can vouch for you? And pretty much everyone fills it out and leaves a phone number. Everyone's got someone in their life that will vouch for them. Yeah. We haven't checked it.
We've never gone and rung these people and gone, would you actually vouch for them? Because it's obviously the person submitting their form, they're the ones just nominating someone. We don't know whether they've actually checked it off.
You know, people are writing down special skills or, you know, they're sharing their life with us.
Yeah.
And I like the vouch for you bit because I think it encourages people to tell the truth.
Yes.
Because if they know we can call a friend to go, hey, can they really smell a cauliflower from a kilometre away? we can check. So today we thought, let's use this. Mm. Earlier today we got in, we picked a bunch of valued and important podcaster forms at random and simply wanted to check if people are putting down a correct person that can vouch for them.
Yeah.
We just called around and said, can you vouch for this person? I will say this. Mm. I think the last call, it went somewhere we weren't expecting it to go.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is that Rebecca Bird?
It is.
Rebecca, it's Hamish here from Hamish and Andy.
Mm.
Can you just wonder if you could vouch for David Bird?
Yeah, okay.
That's all we needed to know. Thanks so much, Beck.
Okay, then.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
I like their little...
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is that Stephanie?
It is, yes.
Andrew Lee calling from the Hamish and Andy Show. How are you?
Hi.
Just a quick question. Just wondering, would you vouch for Michael Lennon?
Yes, I would.
Great. Thanks very much for your time.
All right. Bye.
Hello?
Is that Michelle Walker?
Yes.
Michelle, my name's Hamish. Sorry to interrupt your day. Just wondering if you could vouch for Alex Iglitis.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Best of luck. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Best of luck with what?
Yeah, your day. I'm going to wish her bad luck.
Hello, is that Ben Kentwell?
No, this isn't Ben.
Oh, sorry. I was just looking for someone who might vouch for Tom Devlin.
I am Tom Devlin.
Oh, right. So did you, when you put down you would a person to vouch for, you put your own name?
Oh, I must have, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're vouching for yourself.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, Tom. Would you vouch for yourself?
Oh, definitely.
Is there any area you wouldn't vouch for yourself in?
I definitely lied on my sheet, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Now we got that.
Sorry, we...
Hello, Emily.
Is that Emily Bickoff?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Emily. My name's Hamish. Just wondering if you would be prepared to vouch for Nick Golding.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good.
A little bit hesitant there. Yeah. Any concerns with vouching for Nick?
Oh, it depends. What am I...
All right, we can section off an area that you might...
If there's an area that you're nervous about vouching for him in, if you had to say, what would you be less likely... What area would you be apprehensive to vouch for him in?
I don't know. Can I have an example?
Oh, willingness to repay money, trustworthiness.
Ability he says he's the best cook in the world.
Ability to follow through.
No, he's definitely not the best cook.
Can't vouch for his cooking. Okay. Skateboarding ability.
Or cleaning.
Okay.
Cracks appearing in the once perfect facade of Nick. What about planning a holiday or a weekend away?
He did just plan a trip to Bali for us.
Was it good though?
We haven't been yet. We're going. I'll have to let you know.
Okay, vouch pending on that one. What about taste in television shows?
Pretty good. We have pretty similar taste.
Okay, vouch from there.
I'm going to say it's an 85%
vouch. It's a general vouch. It's an 85% vouch.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Emily. Good to put a number to the vouching.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, have a great afternoon. Bye.
And just hang on the line at the end. There'll be a quick questionnaire at the end to see how much you've enjoyed this phone call, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
This is the Hamish and Andy recorded message. Did you enjoy your time on the show?
Yes.
Is there anything you would do differently if they called you again?
No.
Would you recommend the podcast to a friend?
Yes.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Sorry, Emily.
I don't know why we did that. I think we were just having fun talking to you and we made Jack be a survey, a questionnaire. Thank you, though, for your honest answers. Sorry, that was not the reason we called. That was just something that happened a bit tangentially.
Is this live?
No. Well, as far as podcasts can be.
He's obsessed with your podcast, like, honestly. He recommends it all the time for my walks. He's like, you got to listen to Hamish and Andy's podcast.
Well, you might listen to yourself on it now.
I don't know if you'll love it after this. We've wasted enough of your day, Emily. We will let you go, but please do stick on the line. There is a questionnaire at the end.
No, I don't know whether to believe you or
you
not.
Shouldn't.
Now.
You shouldn't.
Okay, bye, Em. Bye.
Thanks, Em. No, there is a quick little few questions.
Hi, this is the Hamish and Andy recorded message. You just took part in
that. Okay, I'm going.
Are you still there?
I'm going back to work.
All right, no, we will let you go. But there is a quick recorded message.
Bye.
Jack. Oh,
too nice.
No, I didn't want to sound exactly like this.
No, you're good. You put on a happier voice.
He went for a different character.
Seriously, this is the Hamish and Andy recorded message. If you're listening to this, the guys have been japing around with you a bit, but this is the real survey.
Well done.
And we're at that stage, as you know, we've got a cat, Meowbit.
Yep.
That's been with Zoe and I for the duration of our marriage, but predated the marriage.
How old is Meowbit now?
He's 10 years old.
Wow. How long do cats live?
I know what you're thinking, mate.
Well, no, Stop trying to dance on his grave.
No.
He's a strong cat.
No, I just wondered. Like,
they can, some freakish 15? Cats. 15 is probably pars about 14, 15.
Oh, good.
So some freakishly strong cats will get to 19 or 20.
Yep.
But those are really the rare kind of grew up in the Himalayas type cats.
Well, it's not a work cat, is it? I mean, if your cat's
won't die of exhaustion. He's well rested. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a job. Mm. He's a moocher.
Yeah.
He's a big old moocher. He just slinks around, sleeps a lot. He's probably anxiety's risen a bit since we've had kids, because now you've got these little things running around the house that are trying to grab you all the time.
Yep.
So he's certainly on his toes a bit more the last 4 or 5 years.
Yep.
But again, not to the point where you ever think, oh, geez, we better get me having a massage. He looks a bit stressed. Here's the thing. He's getting to that age, though, because he's a squashed head cat,
yes,
like a pure breed, you know, like a – he doesn't exist in the wild.
No.
But I guess at some point he did. I guess at some point, somewhere in the DNA there is like lion DNA, way back when. He's getting to that point now where you just take him to the vet, and because his head's all squashed up, like his ears get blocked, his eyes get blocked. It's not a well-constructed
head.
It's not a well-constructed head. It was constructed for looks by humans, by selective breeding.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, if you were building a cat from scratch, you certainly wouldn't design the head.
Great aesthetically.
Sure.
But not very, like, kind of like those brands that are all shiny, but the electronics suck a little bit on the inside. I was going to name one, I thought, probably
be a bit hard. We should do our research before you destroy a brand like that.
Yeah. But there's one that came to mind.
Well, yeah, oh, look, I'll throw one out there. They're probably a sponsor of Jack's. We know he likes to privately collect sponsors.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess he's like, you know, those expensive handbags that girls have, like a Gucci bag.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay, well, how much is it? Jeez, bloody expensive. Yeah. And they're like, oh, it looks amazing. But you can't fit a phone in it.
You can't fit anything in it. Yeah.
So that's his head.
Yep.
His head is a Gucci bag.
Yep.
It's getting to the stage where you take it to the vet and they just have a party before you get there because they just, you don't know. You don't know what stuff costs. So it's like, oh, we need to dig his ears out and then we might need to do this. And they're like, one time I went to the vet and we got eardrops for his right ear and eardrops for his left ear.
Mm-hmm.
And they have
separate eardrops?
Yep, two different types. One was $65, one was $38. And they're just, it's like supermarket sweep for those guys. Like, they just can't believe we'll keep buying all this stuff. So now it's got to stage like, he's still got ear problems and it might be diet related.
All right.
So I'm like, all right. And like, what does he eat? I'm like, the biscuits you guys gave him. All he eats is the biscuits you've given. You tell us to buy the special biscuits.
They're
like,
right.
They go, well, they're chicken based.
Yeah.
They go, maybe he might be more responsive to a different protein because the chicken, you should pay attention to this, Jack, too, for your bodybuilding stage. So you should be eating these cat biscuits that are mostly chicken. Like, that would be a good way for you to bulk up your protein every day.
Yep.
But there are other types of protein. They're like, he might be more naturally suited, this was the phrase, to crocodile meat.
What?
So now he's eating biscuits that are made of crocodile meat.
Are they more expensive at the place?
Oh, you got it, buddy. You wouldn't believe how expensive crocodile meat biscuits are.
Yeah.
So they're processed from crocodiles. It seems to be working. Surprise, surprise. The expensive biscuits seem to be working. But I'm like, how could he be naturally suited to? In what world is Meowbit hunting a croc?
Yeah, exactly.
And then feasting on its meat and going, this is what I needed. If you just let me out of the house.
Send me up north.
2 days, guys. Send me up in a pet pack.
Yeah.
Send me to the Darwin.
Yeah.
Let me hunt a croc. I'll bring you back an esky of meat. Guys, it's trust me. This is why you need to give me a key to the house. It's ridiculous.
Hey, and people hit up hamishnandy.com for many things, to fill out our valued and important podcaster form.
Yeah, they do.
Details,
it's a great
form
to fill out. If you're a fan of forms, get on in.
One of the better forms.
Oh, we get that feedback a lot.
Kicks the census in the nuts.
Yeah, and ours has never crashed.
Ours never crashed.
Unhackable.
Oh, no.
How do you say just joking in Russian? Full respect to all the hackers out there. Very hackable. Please don't.
Please.
Strong.
Strong,
but
robust.
Robust, but not impenetrable.
Not expecting. No, I shouldn't say that either.
A solid front door. Of course, if you're a SWAT team, you know how to break windows and get in through the roof tiles. We're not saying you can't.
Yeah.
We're just saying the door is locked.
And you'll find nothing in there.
We've moved out. There's absolutely nothing in there. I'll tell you that right now. But in terms of the website security, it's
I think we've got enough security on there that a front door provides. So it's like if for a crime of opportunity, they give it a jiggle and you hopefully move on to a softer target. Might I say, there are a bunch of other podcasts around that are much softer targets for hacking. Yeah. And they have credit card
details. And for those who want a challenge, it's much harder than us.
Oh, exactly. So we're right. We're a very boring, extremely boring side to hack. We got nothing in there, and you'll get no respect for doing it.
Yeah.
But I tell you who is a good one to hack. Some of those other big ones.
Some of the big singers.
Singers.
A lot of the big singers. Not Australian. The
internationals.
International singers.
You know they've got credit cards around them.
Okay. Anyway, the whole point of this was to say that
you've got to be in there somewhere.
You can also come and just if there's anything worrying you, we'd love to hear about it.
Might not
action it. Anything.
Often don't.
But
Regulars is a show that many things are bought up to go, we're gonna solve this.
Yeah.
And we've only got 40 minutes a week, so sometimes things fall by the wayside. But we'd love to at least start the process of actioning it. What do you got?
Ashana, I think that's how I pronounce her name, said urgent help needed. My boyfriend has had a little tune stuck in his head for over 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A 10-year earworm.
She actually misspelt it and said there's a little tube stuck in his head for over 10 years. I was like, wow, this
Bring
is
him in.
And then she said,
bring him in, I'll get the pliers.
Then she said, no lyrics, so we can't Google it. I was like, okay. I think she meant tune.
It's a blank tube.
She said, obviously, there's you back in the past, Ham.
And I remember when I suddenly channeled a song out of nowhere and I didn't know where it came from or what it was, and it turned out to be the start of When Doves Cry.
Yes.
The boy that could channel music.
She wondered whether is it possible to get him up for him to sing a tune.
Well, the people of this thinking, podcast have solved it before.
He's thinking of writing a song with the same tune, and he's unsure whether the tune stuck in his head is an extremely successful song from the past,
or it's divine intervention,
or suddenly he's been touched. The muse has touched him, and it's like, hey,
we love the muse. We're always ready. Our hand is always up to the sky, ready to receive the bolt from the muse.
So the boyfriend joins us now. His name's Fraser. Ahoy, Fraser.
Ahoy, Fraser.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, good, mate.
Very good, mate.
Did I pronounce your girlfriend's name correctly?
Yeah, that's the one.
Ashana.
And you guys are still together?
Yes, we are. She's here with me at the moment.
Fantastic. Because sometimes we get to these emails maybe a week or two, month later.
Yep.
Just got to check.
Yep. This is a late April one.
Yeah, right. Okay, see, there you go. So great news.
Phrase.
Yep.
Sing us the song.
Is it a sing? Is it a? Because for me, I had to slap it on my thighs to get the rhythm.
Yeah, well, I was thinking I'll give it a whistle because I'm not too great at singing it.
Okay.
It's pretty obscure as well. I'm not sure if it's a song or a TV show theme tune.
Could be a jingle,
or
maybe
a jingle off an ad. Could be anything.
That's
so,
10 years.
10 years. So it could be a jingle from 2009.
That's it. Could be anything.
2009 back. Still a lot.
Give it a crack. I mean, I've heard you guys got quiet the ear, but we'll see how we go.
Okay.
So it's that.
I know this one. I don't care. It never feel lonely again. It's every
never feel lonely again. We've got it. Yeah, we've got it. Never feel lonely.
It's not counting crows.
Hey, I've got it. We've got it, Fraser. We've all got it. We're just trying to put our finger
Fraser,
on it in here.
I am so shocked.
I've heard this a million times now. They've had it in their heads, but no one can ever put the name to it.
I know it. It's never feel old and crazy in the lyrics. So I'm gonna
do a favour here for all the listeners, and we're going to pause for a moment for our listeners while we continue to search it in here, because watching people try and get a song and listening to people try and get a song is amongst the most boring. It's right up there with hearing about dreams.
Is it Fastball the Way?
No, I've had Fastball before. But no, it's not Fastball. I've had Fastball and the Morning Song.
Okay, we're going to pause.
If people are hearing this, they'll only be hearing highlights of this extended time that we've been brainstorming.
All right, we'll pause you there, Fraser. We'll come back in a second.
Okay. We're sorry about that, Fraser. We took our time.
It's been, 4 minutes.
Yep.
Fraser.
With the scrambling in here, I was doing some helping, Andy was helping, Jack was helping. We're all helping.
We think we've got it. Can you please, though, sing it for us again?
Can you whistle again?
Whistle again.
So it's...
Okay.
Any more? Is there any more to it?
That is it.
Okay.
That
well,
is all I've got.
Let us play this song for you. Anyone can see the road that they walk on is painted gold.
And it's always summer, they'll never get cold. You've done it straight away.
If that is
actually
the song.
That is it.
Hang on. But that's fastball.
That's fastball of the way.
You guys have ended the nightmare.
Hang on. But, I mean, so you said before you've had fastball as a suggestion.
We've had fastball.
Did you go and listen to the song?
Yeah, we know. Hold on 1 second. We've only listened to the chorus.
That was the chorus.
That was the chorus of fastball.
Maybe you'd only listen to the verse.
Maybe you just sort of listened to the start and went, oh, this doesn't... Because you're right, it doesn't
It was back in an era where they were allowed a double verse. It was a long time to get to the chorus. You may have been bored.
And to be honest, this is weird because I know tons about music. When I was listening to the start of that song, I thought, there's no chance this song will turn into what the song becomes. So maybe you heard the start and you wrote it off.
I think they played us the wrong part and then...
Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it again for the satisfaction of like now that you can scratch this earworm?
Yeah.
Go again.
He doesn't need to, but yeah. Let's
do it. It's been 10 years of frustration. I would have thought you might want two years of it.
Here we go. That's it for your phrase.
You're listening to the wrong part. You've done it. Yeah. Cheers, guys. Lifesavers.
Well, when your girlfriend wrote in, she was thinking that she was saying you were maybe thinking of writing a song with that hook. I guess you can't do that anymore.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
I can't believe we were so close and we just played the wrong part.
Yeah.
That would have been 3 years ago.
It's like finding out you've been trapped in solitary confinement. The key was in the room the whole time.
Hey, Fraser, when we came back, was your girlfriend trying to play you the song just then? When you were listening, when
the part that we got played was out of my head, was out of my
different song.
So
yes,
different song. Different
slow
song.
Ball. Yeah, that's slow ball.
Yeah, that's slow ball.
So there you go.
No, yeah, that's a different.
Great lesson.
That song is called "Out of My Head." I think.
Great cautionary tale. That if you are trying to solve like an earworm, you got to play the right song, and you really, you got to listen to the whole thing.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it's always going
to
help.
Fraser, I mean, we were planning on like putting this out to the listeners, like waiting a week, you know, expecting to come in throughout the week to like sift through emails and load up, you know, hooks for next week, play them to you.
Unfortunately,
we've
just done it.
Just case closed. I mean, this is like an episode of CSI where at the first ad break, we've completely solved it. So for the next 40 minutes, it's just all the guys going out around Miami having drinks and talking about the case.
Thank you, buddy. Cheers.
Legends, cheers.
Cheers, no worries.
Andrew,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to put a dampener on the mood here, but a hypothetical occurred to me the other day. Mm-hmm. I think I was reading, it must have been something to do with Ghosts of Christmas Past, you know, that tale where...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And is that a Christmas tale?
That's Scrooge, isn't it?
Yeah, Dickens. And then he gets taken into the future and if you keep being a tight ass, this is going to happen.
This affects this person.
Yeah, like it sort of shows the knock-on effect. So he kind of gets to see how his future will play out. Thought, what if you get that Ghost of Christmas Future to come and visit you, but takes you into the future and you see, like, let's just say the ghost comes to visit you, takes you into the future, and it's all gone to shit for you.
Okay.
It's all unraveled. Mm. You're destitute. The people and the life that you have now, the happy life, something's happened.
Yep. And so have I got friends still?
Doesn't look like it.
And
more sort of acquaintances, a whole new group.
Am I still with Beck?
No, it's over.
Right, okay. And family is sticking by me, but mainly just because I'm family.
Token stuff. They've dialed it right down.
Yep.
So
Some are. Wow. Some have risen.
Yeah.
I've probably stuck there.
Yeah.
Some have risen and become heroes, even in your darkest hour.
Yeah.
But most things of Jack has as well.
Welcome.
Which is nice. So we
thanks you two. I knew we had a special bond.
Is the show still on, or is the show?
I think we still do a monthly podcast.
Really?
And it's the only good thing in your life.
Wow. Okay.
Well, actually. Sometimes it looks like me and Jack get together going, oh, man, he's just not the same. Like, we've got to stop this because it's not.
Yeah. We record it, but you guys never publish it.
We haven't told you. We haven't told you yet that it's just let go of your old life. So something's happened. And then you go to the ghost, oh, my God, what happened? And the ghost goes, not saying.
Yep.
Right? So something's happened.
Mm.
If I gave you $100 now to split up to bet on the things you think might have happened,
that
now you could bet all 100 going, yeah, okay, I know this is a weak spot of mine. This could be the thing that undoes me.
Mm.
What do you think the most likely things are to undo you?
Mm-hmm.
Give an example. If the situation was reversed, right?
Yeah,
this was my sort of train of thought. Yeah. Say it's me.
Yeah.
It's reversed. Everything's gone to hell. Just something's terrible's happened personally. I've done something and it's all fallen apart.
Yeah.
I reckon of the 100, I would put, let's say it's more like a professionally, it's all fallen apart kind of thing. So I guess you've got friends and family still around.
Yeah.
But I would say face blindness has unraveled me because I can't remember faces and people.
No.
I reckon I just done it to the, but I'd put $50 on face blindness.
Yes,
I've done it to the wrong person at the wrong time. I've said to someone, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've worked for them for 10 years or something and they're a powerful person.
And that's it.
And that began the demise.
It's much softer to where my head went for me.
A swimming mishap could also, I think, ultimately kill me because I'm an unconfident swimmer.
Okay.
I'd put $10 on swimming mishap.
I'm going to, because we're all friends here, I'm going to tell you where my head went to first. Our other workplace, the TV production offices.
Yep.
And next door to two brothels.
Yes, we are. We don't talk about it much, but we are sandwiched.
We are sandwiched
between two dens of prostitution, legal prostitution.
We didn't realise that when we.
No, it now makes sense why our building is cheap. The rent is cheaper around there. But we are sandwiched between two premium brothels. I'm not saying
about that. 2 months ago.
Yes.
A girl was carrying supermarket shopping and the bag split and I picked up some of her supermarket shopping.
Yeah.
And we I was like, I'll help you. And like it was like some fruit and a bit of other, and I took it to the back of her car.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put the stuff in the back of her car and then she walked into the brothel. I was like, oh, okay. She must work there.
She's a sex worker. Yep.
And then since then I've been going, if paparazzi had taken photos of me,
you think you could be all right? Where my head went when you flagged the brothels as the problem for your undoing. I thought it was going to be something like every day I fight my urges, one day I will give up. I didn't think it was going to be a supermarketing mishap.
And each day,
I was like, wow, Andy's putting $100 on himself.
No, I'm fine with that. It was more just each day of its problem. Like if someone, paparazzi took photo, I know. I just feel like it's the kind of thing that
could be taken out of
could
context.
Be taken out of context, and then suddenly that's unraveled.
Why are you holding a grapefruit with a sex worker?
Yeah, and then why? How often are you seeing her that you guys go shopping together? No, yeah. I wasn't. You know, like that, and then Beck leaves me, and because she doesn't understand.
So you're putting it on a misunderstanding.
Yes,
gotcha.
Yes, that's where mine went, which is a bit.
I had one the other night. I don't know how much money I put in this. Maybe $5-$10.
Yeah.
Where Zoe, like we. Pretty much had a fight.
Mm.
I mean, I wasn't fighting.
No,
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I have those all the time.
Yeah, but we had a confrontation on the couch because I committed a couch crime. I like to nibble chocolate. I don't chew it. We eat chocolate pretty much every night on the couch. We've got a big bowl. You go for your selections. What are you going to have? Oh, Arnott's are doing a Jats chocolate. Yum. No, I'm going to have the M&M's block. Whatever. Right. You got your blocks.
Yeah.
You got your favourites. Now, I'm sorry, I don't have as sophisticated a palate as Zoe, but I enjoy popping candy in my chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that,
yeah,
the Pop Rocks, right? So we had some New Zealand chocolate, some Whittaker's, right? And they do a small block that has popping candy in it. Now, I nibble and I let it dissolve in my mouth, right? And it pops.
Yeah, I
enjoy the sensation.
Yeah.
Zoe, we're watching Handmaid's Tale or something. Zoe's like, chew it. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, eat it. Why are you letting it pop in your mouth? Because that's the sensation that's advertised. Yeah. Part of the enjoyment of eating this chocolate is the sensation of the popping rocks coming into contact with saliva in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's an odd sensation. I find it enjoyable. Yeah. Eat it. Just eat the chocolate and swallow it. I will not. Because I think that's a waste of popping candy.
Yes.
To eat it.
Exactly.
It's to enjoy.
It hasn't used.
It hasn't detonated.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
you're eating unexploded bombs.
It's like getting home in your car and just pouring the rest of the petrol out. You haven't used it
for what it's meant for. So I said, I respectfully decline to eat it. I'm going to continue to take
a nibble
and let it dissolve between my tongue and the roof of my mouth. Yeah. I enjoy that feeling. Yeah. And then, she's like, well, close your mouth. And I was like, in my head, I thought, well, I think I'm pretty sure I had it closed. And I was like, I must not have. So it's echoing out of the mouth. Mm. So I take another nibble, I seal up my mouth very, very tight. Mm. And I can feel it's quite loud in my head, but I'm thinking, surely this isn't leaking out. Maybe it got out through my nose cavity. Somehow the audio gets out of my mouth. Furious. She's like, stop this or I will banish you from the couch.
Wow.
So I went,
this could be the start of the unraveling.
Yes, I went, don't worry. Okay, I'll stop. But I still had a few nibbles left.
Mate, be careful because cut to, you know, 6 months' time.
I think it was the start.
The three of us are in here doing a podcast that we're not going to publish. Mate, just to make you feel like you're you.
I was like, we've never had such a big disagreement. And then I put the final bit in and I put a pillow over my face to go, well, you can't hear it through this. Like if movies have led us to understand anything, you can shoot a gun, kill someone.
Yeah.
No, the apartment next door doesn't hear. Yeah. So I'm like, well, you're not going to hear popping going through a pillow. Yeah. She heard it. She hated it. Maybe I'm putting $20 on that. That planted the seed for Zoe to go, this isn't the guy for me.
Yep.
She leaves. Mm. I'm a mess.
Yep.
I stop caring about things professionally. I actually think, and maybe that's $100. Maybe I'm putting $100 on the other night.
And you end up in those brothels.
And then I go to Andy, hey, are you still friends with your supermarket friend?
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.